to Iraq now and the news from today. Iraqi security officials say more than 30 people have been killed in a series of bomb attacks across the country. Dozens more people have been injured in those attacks. Well, along with the continuing security crisis, we're going to hear a personal look now about how the country faces this continuing political instability. Our friend Dan Damon, host of the BBC's World Update program, just spoke with Iraqi's vice president, that's Tariq al-Hashimi, who's been on the run more or less since December 2001 after an arrest warrant was issued against him by the government of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki. Dan joins us now. He just interviewed the Iraqi vice president. Dan, hello. Tell us more on who the Iraqi vice president Tariq al-Hashimi is and why he's been on the run.
Well, he's on the run because of the arrest warrant, as you mentioned. I'll give you a few more details in a moment. But he's a Sunni. He led the largest Sunni bloc in parliament after the 2005 election. He then stood down to be vice president. He was very much opposed to the American operation against resistance fighters. He accepted that there were insurgents who needed to be fought by the Americans, but he thought that the Sunnis were getting a bum deal, and he still feels that Sunnis should be more included in the military and police. And as you said, the day after the US pulled out the last of its troops, the Iraqi government, which is led in the majority by the Shiites, issued an arrest warrant for Hashimi. They said that he had set up death squads to target Shiites. Now, he denies that, but some of his alleged bodyguards have appeared on Iraqi state TV in apparent confessions. Mr. al-Hashimi says those were obtained under torture. So with this attempt to arrest him, a Sunni, by the government, mostly Shiite, I asked Mr. al-Hashimi, what about the way things are going with him and Nouri al-Maliki?
Not necessarily, in fact. The problem precisely between al-Maliki, the prime minister, and other politicians, other political entities, in fact. I don't want to paint this political difference into a sectarian color. Although he's very much aware, in fact, about the roots in the social fabric, he knows the nature of my constituency in Baghdad, who voted for Tariq al-Hashimi, who elected him to be an MP in the Iraqi parliament. This subject should be taken into consideration. But I could say, in fact, the differences now between me and Maliki is differences between somebody who is very much interested to build the democratic model in the Middle East and somebody else who is still very much interested to divert the political process into some sort of autocratic regime. This is the basic difference, in fact. And this is why al-Maliki has his own problems as well, even within the National Shia Alliance.
And Todd, obviously tribal loyalty is extremely strong in Iraq, so Sunnis who did so well under Saddam, they now believe that they are discriminated against. They do see Hashimi as their man.
Now, Hashimi sounds like a man who's been intimately involved in Iraqi politics, even while being on the lam, as it were, while being on the run. Is that the case? He's been on the run since December, but he seems to still have his fingers in it.
Indeed, because he believes that he can organize an alliance against Prime Minister al-Maliki. And he's in Istanbul in Turkey at the moment. That's where we reached him. He's there because he's going to talk to Masoud Barzani, who is the leader of the Kurds. Of course, you remember that the Kurdish region is in many ways autonomous from the rest of Baghdad, still part of Iraq, but nonetheless it doesn't take orders from Baghdad. He also believes that he can bring into his alliance against al-Maliki Muqtada al-Sadr. Now, you'll remember him as being one of the fiercest opponents against the Americans while they were there. He is a Shiite. So if al-Hashimi can organize this alliance against al-Maliki from Shiites, from Kurds, and from his own Sunnis, then that does represent another period of real insecurity.
Dan Damon, what about the evidence against Hashimi himself? Are we talking about political trumped-up charges or bona fide charges of criminality? The Iraqi government is trying to arrest him. What does he have to say about the charges?
None of these people are peaceniks, you know. Violence is a part of Iraqi politics. It has been a very violent place for many decades under Saddam, before then and since. So the allegations are serious, and bodyguards did appear on TV saying that they accepted orders from Hashimi's headquarters to execute leading Shia politicians.
All these allegations are ungrounded. It's quite easy, in fact, for somebody, in fact, to, when he pressurized or subject to brutal torturing, in fact. This alleged confession could be gained, in fact, without any difficulties. And unfortunately, this is what happened across the board for all my bodyguards. And I could prove that, in fact, one of my bodyguards, Amr al-Battawi, died because of severe and intensive torturing. And I do have more now missing. Their bodies not being delivered to their families. I already made a statement and asked the government to tell me the whereabouts these two additional bodyguards. I didn't receive a clear-cut answer until now.
Dan Damon, this all sounds very confusing, as Iraqi politics always does, especially when you add in the violence, which seems to have come back. What is Hashemi now? What do you glean from him? Is he a bridge towards better relations between Shia and Sunni, or a potential flashpoint for continuing problems?
This is about power, and he wants power. If he can achieve that with an alliance with the Shia, or some of them, and the Kurds, then perhaps he'll be able to gain that power and bring some sort of stability. But you certainly wouldn't bet on it, Todd, because today we've seen these bombs, and these have been in different areas, in some Shia areas, in Kurdish areas, and in Sunni areas. While all of this instability in the political scene is going on, Al-Qaeda, who are suspected to be behind these kinds of attacks, they continue to make hay. They want to show that the Iraqi government cannot control Iraq, and in the end, an Islamic State will be the only solution. The violence will go on. The political instability, it seems, will go on, Todd.
Dan Damon is our friend here on The Takeaway. He is host of BBC's World Update program, and at one point for a week, I think, host of this program, Dan Damon, interviewing the Iraqi Vice President Tariq al-Hashemi, who's been on the run since December 2011, an arrest warrant issued against him by the government of Nouri al-Maliki. Dan, thank you so much.
Okay, pleasure, Tom.